Parshas Chayisara talks about Shiduchim and marriage. So I thought perhaps I'd share with you some ideas about these two very important topics. Obviously, we don't have enough time to have a full-blown discussion of either issue. I'd just like to make a few points. First of all, how does one begin the process of looking for the right spouse? The answer is with tefillah. The first thing that Eliezer does when he comes to Charan is daven. As the pasuk says, "Vayomar Hashem Elokei Adoni Avraham, Hakreino lefanai hayom vaseh chesed im Adoni Avraham." He davens that Hashem should arrange that he meet the right girl. And as Rabbi Willig has often pointed out, it's not a short tefillah. The trap on the word "Vayomar" is a shalsheles. It's a long, heartfelt, involved tefillah, because that's the only way that you can be matzliach in this parsha. The Gemara says at the end of Psachim, Kosha Zivugam Kekriyas Yamsuf. And many have asked, is it really so difficult? Is it so difficult for Hashem to make Shiduchim? Was Kriyas Yamsuf so difficult for him? The answer is, of course not. He just makes it look difficult. Why does he make it look difficult? Says the Rashbam there in Psachim, Nafkamina Lemiboy Rachami. The purpose of making it look difficult is so that people will daven. So that people will realize that without Siyata Deshmaya they can't succeed. There's perhaps no more important decision that a person is going to make in life than choosing the right wife. And without Siyata Deshmaya it can't happen. Tefillah is a critical ingredient to help get it right. I should point out that the need for tefillah doesn't end with the chasana. Every couple has to constantly daven that they should have Siyata Deshmaya, that their marriage should stay fresh, that the feelings for each other should grow with time, not diminish. There's no guarantee in marriage. A person always has to daven to have the siyata d'shmaya to make it work, to make it work well. That's point number one. What should a person be looking for in a prospective shidduch? So we see the answer to that question as well in this week's parasha. Eliezer is looking for something specific. For what? Chesed. Abalas chesed. Why is chesed so important? Because marriage is all about caring for someone else. It's about sacrificing one's own interests for the benefit of the union. As Rabbi Dr. Abraham Twersky is fond of saying, marriage is not about compromise. It's about giving in. Always giving in. If both partners are always looking to give in, then there's hope that they'll find a healthy balance. Someone who does chesed knows how to think about other people. It'll be easier for them to give in. Their attitude will make it more likely that they'll have shalom. Unfortunately, many people are not looking for the right things. They're looking for the wrong attributes in a prospective shidduch. Some are looking for money. I once heard a wise man say, money is never a maila in a shidduch, but it can be a terrible chisaro. Money can destroy a marriage. You have to be so careful with this issue. But it certainly shouldn't be a reason to marry someone. And of course, there's the other attribute that people are always looking for, and that is beauty. How many times have I heard someone say that a particular boy is looking only for drop-dead gorgeous? Right? That's the nusach that they have. Where did this lashon come from? You hear some of the questions that boys ask a shadchan about the looks of a girl. It's a pella that they don't feel embarrassed to ask such questions. What's the source of this? It's sad to say, but I think the source is Hollywood and television. People are just so accustomed to the fantasy world of the silver screen that they want to bring that fantasy into their own lives. It's a terrible mistake. Don't get me wrong. Physical attraction is a very important part of marriage. The Torah itself describes Rivka as Tovas Mare Ma'ot. She was very beautiful. It's important. But that this becomes the ikar. This is so important. Nothing else matters unless the girl is a trophy wife, unless she's a supermodel. That's the ikar. I think that's a little extreme. I think it's a terrible mistake. Beauty can certainly enhance a person, but by itself it's worthless. We first have to look for other attributes. And if the girl is beautiful as well, matov. But the other attributes are so much more important. Too many boys make beauty the ikar of their checklist. And that's another issue that we should talk about. The checklist. How many entries do we have on our checklist? And if we can't check off all the boxes, what do? We dump the girl and we move on to the next one. You know, girls have checklists too, and one wise woman once told her daughter, take 3 things from your checklist and just ignore all of the rest, because no one's perfect anyway. There's a lot of truth to that approach. Let me just close with a brief thought about love. What's the Torah's perspective on love? The Pasuk says at the end of the parasha, Vayivyeh Yitzchak ha'ola sara'ima v'tihilo le'isha v'yehaveh. Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch notes that the Pasuk says first that Yitzchak brought Rivka into the tent, he married her, and only then did he love her. We live in a world where people feel that if a girl doesn't sweep them off their feet on the first date, if it's not love at first sight, it's not a shidduch. The truth is that real love develops over time. It doesn't come from physical attraction, it comes from the realization of the inner beauty of a person's character. It was only after Yitzhak saw that Rivka was zochet to the same brachos of his mother Sarah, the brachos in the Ohel, that's when he really loved her. Romance is certainly a very important part of marriage, but only after a person appreciates the pnimius, the inner beauty of their spouse, the real value of their spouse. The ultimate marriage is one which brings the Shechina into our homes, as the Gemara in Sota says, Ish v'isha zachu Shechina b'neim. The right spouse is one that helps a person grow in ruchnius, the one that brings out the best in a person. That's what we should be looking for. If we look for the right attributes in our prospective shidduch, then hopefully with siyata d'shmaya, we'll find the right individual, the right ezek kinegdo, that will help us achieve the sense of shleimus that only marriage can bring. Good chance.